Well, we're so blessed today to have Eddie and Jackie Santoro with us. He's a pastor in Jerusalem of Ahavat Yeshua Messianic Church in Jerusalem. Been there for a lot of years. He's going to be sharing that with us. But we have prayed for Eddie. They were here almost 3 years ago. Shortly after that, he had cancer, brain cancer, very serious, and also throat cancer. He's going to be talking to us about that today. But God has healed him and raised him up. For those of you who are new, we connected with them a few years ago through a mutual friend. This ministry was connecting Messianic Christians and churches with American Christians. And so I got a call and they said, I think you'll like this guy. So we want them to come and share with you, him and his wife. And when we first met them, we knew we'd made friends for life. So we thank God for Eddie and Jackie. Would you guys please come up here now and share with us what God's put on your hearts? Let's welcome them today, shall we?
Hallelujah. It is so wonderful to be here with all of you. Wow. What God has given us through you, I mean, he's given us so much, amen, more than we can imagine or hope for. We came here a little under 3 years ago. I think it was in April of 2015, and God made a connection in the supernatural, in the Holy Spirit. And we are thankful to all of you that have stood with us and prayed for us. Jackie?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, Jackie, God does amazing things in our life, right? I was 30, not married. A little church that I was a part of in Woodstock, New York. They came and they prayed and prayed that God would bring me a wife. 3 days later was July 4th. A Jewish couple, Jack and I are both Jewish. A Jewish couple in our congregation. We had a lot of Jews in that congregation, in that church. They called up and said they were bringing an unsaved woman, Jewish woman, to the 4th of July picnic we were having. I was sitting in the living room. And they walked in with Jackie. I looked at Jackie, and two things happened. One, I thought she was beautiful. I still do. And two, I heard the Lord say, there is your wife. And the moment he said that, the moment I heard that, I said, Lord, she's not a believer. If I'm hearing you right, she's going to be open to the Lord. So I spent the first day, July 4th, meeting her. I did. On the second day, I asked her out for dinner. On the way to dinner, we stopped at a beautiful park. I poured the gospel out to her, and she prayed to receive Yeshua, at which point I got very excited, right? Because I knew she was my wife. The third day was her birthday. I invited her to my house for dinner, and I like cooking. I cooked her a nice meal, and for dessert, I asked her to marry me. And she said yes. It was the only decision that Jackie has ever made in her life without fretting a bit and thinking a lot about it. And now it's been 38 years, and they've been wonderful. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Lord.
We were here, and after we were here several months later, our life turned upside down, and one of the things that really was such a strength and an anchor for us as we walked through the difficult times was the prayers of the saints and the support of the saints. And you guys were a part of that. Some of you didn't know us then, but some of you did. And I just really want to say that knowing you were there, knowing you were praying for us, knowing you were supporting us was just, it meant so much to us. And it just was like life. It was life. I could feel it. I could feel the love. It was something so tangible, and it just kept us going. You know, when sometimes we would get discouraged, and then somebody would say, we've been praying for you every day, and then, okay, yeah, and we just keep, get up and keep on going. So we really, as we made this trip and we thought about this trip, we felt like we really wanted to come back to the places where we had been and where we had felt that connection, and to really just look at you personally face to face and say thank you. Thank you so much. And just so that you know how important your prayers were, you may think, my prayers aren't important. I'm just nobody. But every prayer is so important, and you're not nobody. You're great in the kingdom and before the eyes of the Lord. And so they really had an effect. And also that, as I look out at everybody, I just really feel the, what God is doing in this day. He's drawing us all together as one new man, Jew and Gentile, Israel and the nations. We're being drawn together and really loving one another more and more and appreciating one another more and more. And And that's all preparation for the days to come. So it's just really a blessed time. We thank you. We would just thank you and bless you in the name of Yeshua, and we love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we love you, Jackie. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It is really wonderful to be here. Hallelujah. Ed and Sue, we've been saying at their home again. This is the second time. We are just so appreciative, you know, the love we feel from you guys, and obviously also Doug and Marty. You know, we love you guys. We love all of you. Amen. God builds his house out of love. Amen. And that's what we desire. Hallelujah. We also long to have an ongoing relationship with you. Jack and I, we send out an update about every 2 or 3 weeks, telling you what's going on in our congregation, what's going on in our lives, what you can be praying for us, telling you what's going on in Israel. We also send out a postal letter once a month, completely different, and we'd love to send all of them to you. So I'm going to pass around a notebook while I'm speaking, and if you want to give us... I made a sample entry because the last meeting, the people didn't do so good. They just gave me their emails. We'd like your name, your email, and if you'd like, your address so you get the mail letter also. Don't worry about using space. It's a whole notebook. Please write in clear letters so that we are able to see the emails clearly and not lose them. Jackie, I don't have to give it to you. Here you go. Amen. So fill it out. Is there a pen there? What happened to the pen? Okay, amen. Fill it out. We'd love to maintain contact with you. Wow, what I went through, brothers and sisters, was incredible. I was a healthy man. I thought everything was fine. We were here like 2 months before it happened. We went back to Israel. We went back to our home. I got a headache in my head. Some things happened, some strange things. And Jackie said, you got to go to the hospital, get a check. I didn't really want to, but I did. We went to the hospital. It took 15 hours. They started off giving me a PET scan and then an MRI. And then they said there was a tumor in my brain. They admitted me to the hospital. The next day, the surgeon came in and he said, Eddie, we've looked at what's in your brain. We, the team here, and let me just tell you, the doctors in Israel are amazing. They are warm, they are loving, they are personal, they are highly skilled. The hospitals, everything is cutting edge. All part of the miracle of God, what God has done in Israel in such a short time. I mean, Israel was just birthed 70 years ago. And those of you that have been there, it's a modern, flourishing nation. The hospitals, everything is just amazing. The grace of God poured upon Israel. Hallelujah. So the doctor comes in, he says, Eddie, we see a pretty good-sized tumor, about 5 centimeters in the left side of your brain. We could do a biopsy. That would take a month. We'd have to go into the brain anyway to do the biopsy. We think we should just take it out. In our opinion, it's cancer, and it needs to come out right away. We prayed about it and said yes and amen. I prayed. He said we'll do the operation on Monday, just 3 days away. Amazing. We prayed and felt like God said, go, flow with it. I'm the pastor of Congregation Ahavat Yeshua in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. We started that 11 years ago. 10 years before that, I was a pastor of a congregation in Tel Aviv. They sent us out to birth the congregation in Jerusalem. We started with 15 people. Today we have 200. Is that wonderful? That's the grace of God. Amen. What we can do in God is always beyond our ability. Hallelujah. And we prayed, Thursday afternoon, Friday night, and I had a vision. The Lord lifted me up. I was on an operating table. I don't know how many of you have ever been in an operating table, but they look exactly like a cross. And I was on it. And suddenly the operating table went up. This was a vision. It wasn't a dream. It went right up to heaven, and there was a huge cloud, and out of the cloud came this arm, and it started putting these huge things of brown over me, covering my whole body. And I cried out, and I said, God, what is that? And he said, Eddie, it is my grace. I am covering you in my grace for what lies before you. He said, trust in me, keep your eyes in me, flow with the doctors. So that kind of gave us a direction. The next day, I went to the congregation. Can we get that picture up there, please? I went to the congregation. I was the senior pastor of the congregation. I walked in. We walked in. And the moment we walked in, the whole congregation fell upon us. They called us up front. 150 people. They prayed for us for 15 minutes. We are loved in the congregation. And we love. God's house is built on love. Amen. Jack and I have been pastors our whole believing life, over 40 years. God has called us to be pastors. That's what we are. We love. We walked in there. The love was manifest. They prayed for us for 15 minutes in the Holy Spirit and the power of God. And when it quieted down, finally, I remembered being lifted up before God. And I said, do you think you could lift me up and hold me before God for a few minutes? And instantly, I was lifted up by the congregation, and they held me like that for 15 minutes. And the power of God poured upon me. And brothers and sisters, here I stand today. I always say it because the scripture says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, by the word of their testimony, and by not loving their lives unto death, hallelujah. Well, amen. Here I am, healthy and whole, hallelujah. I had brain cancer. It was horrible. After the operation, they did a biopsy, and the doctor came back and he said, Eddie, the cancer you got is the worst of all cancers. It kills 85% of the people who have it. It never goes away. It always comes back. There's no real treatment or cure for it. We have things we'll do, but it does not look very good or very hopeful. Well, I didn't accept that. I didn't receive it. We started to pray. All of you started to pray. We cried out to the foundation of love that we had with so many. The power of God went out. Hallelujah. And here I stand today, healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 6 months after that brain cancer, they did some tests and they couldn't find any. It was clear. My brain was clean. When they did the operation, the doctor said, you might lose your speech, you might lose your memory, you might lose your ability to walk, you might die. It's an incredibly dangerous operation. The tumor's in the center of your brain, behind your left eye. We're going to go in and take it out. I came through the operation well. 6 months they did it. The test came back clean, no cancer in my brain. And you know what they said? They said, there's no cancer in your brain now, but it's going to come back. I declare in the book, Nahum, this affliction that came upon you shall not return a second time. Come on, let's proclaim it. Hallelujah. This affliction that came upon us shall not return a second time. That's not Eddie. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. A local church invited me to come and speak and share the testimony. I got up and I shared it in front of hundreds of people. The next day I went home and I got a tonsil. My right tonsil got huge and I went to the doctor and the doctor looked at it and shook his head. They did a biopsy and they said, Eddie, you've got cancer in your tonsil and in your lymph on the right side. We've got to put you through another treatment. Man, that was a rough one. After what we went through on my brain cancer, immediately we had a second battle. Well, praise God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I overcame. Hallelujah. We won. We went through that treatment and they checked me. And now they check me every 4 months. There is no cancer in my body. Hallelujah. It's not coming back. It was a battle, brothers and sisters. We fought. As the scripture says, this day there is life and death set before you. Choose life and you shall live. We choose life and I live. Hallelujah. And I have to say, I've always been a fanatical believer. I mean, I was saved out of being a hippie. I was as bad can be. And I met God and he loved me. And I was drawn into his kingdom. And because I came out of such utter darkness, I was a radical believer. And do you know something? After 37 years, I went through this life and death struggle, and in some way, I was transformed. I walk in a new power, a new authority that I learned. And God spoke to me, and he said, Eddie, I didn't even know if I could preach after all this. He said, Eddie, I want you to step out and share what I have shown you over the past several years. Get it out and give it to people. So brothers and sisters, I am here under the instructions of God to share what it is that he has given me. Not just to give you information, but to change your life. I am going to share something with you today that is going to transform who you are, how you live, the power and glory that is manifest if you are willing to apply it. The good news is, Eddie is not a complicated guy. I'm simple. But the battle that I went through, brothers, sisters, I was transformed. Hallelujah. So let me share it with you. I'm going to share with you three simple points today that if you apply them in your life, you will be transformed and God will be pleased. Amen. And his kingdom will advance. Let me start with a scripture, Proverbs 4:20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to all those who find them. You're looking at it. Hallelujah. They are life to all those who find them and health to all our flesh. Woo! Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Brothers and sisters, the first line, my son, give attention to my words. My son, give attention to my words. There is something about the word of God. I mean, my whole life in the Lord, over 40 years, I've been reading the word. I've been studying the word. I've been applying myself to the word. But something happened when I went into this battle for my life and death. And I understood that the essence of the victory had to come from the word of God. That I needed to know and understand who God is and what God could do. In my mind, I can only imagine so much. But when I read the word, what does it say in the book of John? It says in the opening chapter, it says, in the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was with God. And a couple of verses later, it says, and the word became flesh, Yeshua, and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was with God. Hallelujah. The word of God is mighty, mighty, mighty. We need to give ourselves to the word of God. We need to listen to the word of God. The scripture that I just shared to you, it says, give ear to my word. I know it's great to read the scriptures. I've always read the scriptures. But you know, something happened after my brain operation. It was just much more difficult for me to read. But I found all these places on YouTube. I have 20 of them. Scriptures on healing to the scriptures on healing with soft music in the background. And I would lay there. I couldn't sleep at nights because of all the changes in my body. I would lay there morning and night, and I would listen to the scriptures. I would listen to the word of God. I would listen to the one that is God, that was with God, the one that became flesh. If I wanted to understand Yeshua, I began to understand. I had to get the word in me. And what an amazing thing it was. The word in me, I thought to myself, wow, just think about this. Here I am with this horrible brain cancer. And the word goes into my ear. And then where does it go? That's right. To my brain. The next stop. Hallelujah. Every day, the word of God. The word of God. The word was God. The word is God. Hallelujah. Going into my brain. Filling me up. over and over, I listened and I listened and I listened. And what I want to say here, this is not just about healing. This is how you overcome the devil. This is how you walk in victory. This is how you manifest the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. As the kingdom of God is manifest, his kingdom comes forth. There is a testimony that has to break out of us. The word. Amen. It would go in my ear. It would go into my brain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, to know God, you have to know the word. In the natural, we can only understand so much. In the beginning was the Word. It was with God. It was God. And it became flesh. You want to understand Yeshua? You want to know Yeshua? You want to know where you stand and how you stand and what we have and how we win? It comes from the Word. Now listen, I've been a believer, like I said, for a long time. I've always read the Word, but something has happened. To this day, every morning, I wake up, and the first thing I do is, who can guess? I brew a cup of coffee, right? And after that, I put the scripture on, and I sit there, or I lay there, and I listen to the Word. If I have time, I give it an hour. I give it an hour and a half. I listen to all the different presentations I have. And by the way, if you want the list, I've got 20 plus of them. I'll happily send it to you. I'll just, you know, maybe I'll send it out to everybody who signs up on these emails so you have it, so you can listen to it. It doesn't matter, like I was saying, what you're fighting. Whether you're fighting sickness, or you're fighting poverty, or you're fighting a bad marriage, or you're fighting problematic children, or you're fighting finances or problems at work, or it doesn't matter what the struggle is. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. And when I get the word in me, I understand how to fight. I understand what I have. The sword of the Spirit, the only offensive weapon we have in that whole description. The sword of the Spirit. You know what it is? The Word of God. Apply it. First point. Everybody got it? I think I made it clear, right? You got it? The second point, brothers and sisters. Apply the word. Apply the word. First of all, point one, get the word in you. Get the word in you. Listen. Read. Get filled up with the word. My sons, give attention to my word. Incline your ear to the word. Do not let the word depart from your eyes. Point two. There's only three. This isn't complicated. Point two, keep the word of God before your eyes. Let me simplify this. There are only two options. There are only two scripts that we can live by. We can live in our natural intelligence, in our natural understanding, in our natural ability, in our natural strength, or we can live in the Word of God. In every situation, in every battle, in every struggle, we respond. We can respond according to our own flesh and blood. Hey, you know what's an interesting scripture? It says, flesh and blood cannot inhabit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot inhabit the flesh. We can't know God in the natural. We can't understand the power of God in the natural. We can't understand what we have been given in the natural. We cannot fight the devil in the natural. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. In every situation, brothers and sisters, we have to apply the word. There are only two scripts that you can live by. There is the natural script, and there is the Word of God script. What I am here to tell you today is you've got to apply the Word of God. Let me give you an example. We were in the doctor's office. When I first met the doctor said, you will die. And then I went to the Lord and listened to his word. And I heard the word. It said, I overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony. It says, I've destroyed the works of the devil. I came, I've been healed by his stripes. He's taken every disease upon himself. It's not mine. In the beginning, I used to say, my cancer. And I threw it out. It wasn't my cancer. Cancer's not mine. In the beginning, I didn't see things clearly. But then I started to apply the word of God. Every time I was in a situation, one day, I'll give you an example. One day, we were in the doctor's office. It was a few months into the treatment, and I met the doctor every week. Professor Lucis, what a wonderful man. He was so warm, so loving, gave us so much time. Him and his nurse Anat, they were amazing. To this day, I declare they're amazing. Bless them, oh God. We shared the Lord with them so many times. Bring them to faith. Bring them to faith. Bring them to faith. Amen. They were so supportive. We're in there, and I had done a blood test. I did a blood test every week, and my blood was bananas. Horrible, off the chart. Everything in the blood test was red. I didn't have any white blood cells. I didn't have any this or that. I don't remember what, but it was horrendous. And Jackie is sitting there in the office next to me with the doctor, freaking out about my blood. She keeps saying, what about this? What about that? Look how low that is. Look at that. And finally, Professor Lucis looks at Jackie and says, Jackie, you're worrying about the wrong thing. We can deal with Eddie's blood. We're not worried about that. We can treat it. We're watching it. We're being careful. We know how to deal with it. But your husband, he's got cancer in his brain, and we don't have a cure to this cancer, and it's probably going to kill him. That's where you should be worrying. Well, when he said that, I mean, it wasn't the first time I heard it. I heard it right in the beginning. It was probably going to kill me. But when he said that day, it was like whop, like it punched me in the face, and I started to fall backwards. I was in shock. I was in hellum. And immediately as I entered into that, I started to worry. I started to feel anxiety. I started to think, you know, entertain that thought that I was on a death row here. And then I said, wait a minute. As glasses, put them before your eyes. I was sitting there operating in the natural. That is the wrong script. And so I merely stepped over to the left, and I put on my glasses, and I started to proclaim in my heart, by his stripes I am healed. Hallelujah. He's taken every disease upon himself. Hallelujah. He has destroyed the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I just started to declare the word of God in my mind, in my heart. I started to see according to the word. And hallelujah. Power was given to me, and the fear and the anxiety went away. Point two, brothers and sisters, apply the word in your life. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall. Everyone who builds his house upon my word, the word of God, you have a choice. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of worry. When you start to worry about something, apply the word. Apply the word. Apply the word. Hallelujah. There is victory in the word of God. Hallelujah. It gives us stability. It gives us hope where there is no hope. It gives us light when we are walking through darkness. The word, the word, the word. Get it in you, store it up in your heart, and then apply it in every situation. Got it? I'm telling you, every day, those two scripts manifest. Choose the word of God. Everybody wears something. You're either going to wear the natural or you're going to wear what God says in His Spirit. Hallelujah. Through His Word. Apply it. Hallelujah. The third and final point I want to make with us today. What's the first one? Get the Word in us. What's the second one? Apply it. Okay. Well, let me share something with you. I don't quite understand why. Well, maybe I do understand why. But anyway, God has entered into a partnership with us. He entered into a partnership. I mean, Adam and Eve, the very beginning, He made the creation. He created Adam and Eve. And then what did He say to Adam and Eve? He said, you go, you subdue the world. Oh, my goodness. How come He just couldn't have created that we didn't have to subdue anything? How come He didn't create it that it was just pleasure and wonderful and there was no devil? But there was a devil there. We have got to. We are in a partnership with God. You know, it's amazing what I'm saying here is you can see it right in the beginning. God says, and don't eat. You can eat anything, but don't eat from the tree of good and bad. And a little while later, the unsubdued one, Satan, comes up to Eve and says, hey, eat the fruit of this tree. And she says, oh, no, the word of God, God told me, the word of God, God told me not to partake of this. The devil always works against the word of God. Eve said, the Lord said I should not eat it. And the devil says, it's not the truth. Don't pay attention to what God said. Do your own thing. Eat it, you'll be better. And she eats it, and they fall, and they're cut off from God. It's a classic picture, two scripts. Devil always tries to get us to see things contrary to what God says. We've got to stay obedient and see things to His word. Adam and Eve. Go and subdue the earth. A partnership with God. Why? That we can participate. He could have gone and Satan wouldn't have been there. But He's there. And we are battling against the devil. We battle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. Every battle you are in is spiritual. God has given you everything you need. Hallelujah. What the scripture says is that we have been given everything we need for life and godliness. What the scripture says is that it is no longer I who live, it is Messiah who lives in me. What the scripture says, I no longer live, Messiah lives. I died with Him and I rose with Him. We've got the life of God in us. We've got the life of God in us. God is in a partnership. He wants us to step out. But we cannot step out in the flesh. We cannot step out in the natural. We can only step out in Him by applying the word. And point three, stepping out in what He has given us. Hallelujah. You know, the Shatuf Pe'ulah, the partnership, it's amazing. I mean, Moses comes out of Egypt. He sees the signs and wonders of God. God says, you know, when he's finally chosen after 80 years of waiting to go and fulfill what God has called him to do, he says, I can't do it. Well, welcome to the club. We can't do it either. And he says, I can't speak. And God says, I'll give you what you need here. Aaron will go with you. He says, I can't do it. And God says, Moses, I'm going to go with you. You're going to have my life and my power. Now go. Moses goes and he does it all. He's the one who does most of the speaking. He leads Israel out of bondage. 430 years of bondage. They come out. He leads them. He sees signs. He sees wonders. He sees miracles. He sees wonder beyond. And then they come up against the Red Sea. And it's a huge body of water, and he looks behind, and all of Israel looks behind, and the Egyptians are coming at them, and it looks like they're going to be destroyed, and they cry and they say, oh, ask God to help us. And Moses cries out to God and says, God, help us. And you know what God says to Moses? He says, Moses, lift up your hands. lift up your hands. Brothers and sisters, let us lift up our hands. We are in a partnership with God. Moses lifts up his hands, hallelujah, and that which he has been given is manifest. The sea splits open. Israel crosses the sea on dry land, and the enemy is destroyed, hallelujah. It is a picture of what we can do in God. You continually have a choice in every battle. What the scripture says is that the same spirit that rose Messiah from the dead lives in you. You got it? Let me tell you something the Lord showed me. The same spirit that rose Messiah from the dead lives in you. It says in the scripture that when Yeshua was crucified, it got dark. Did you ever ask, why did it get dark? Well, I asked, and I think the Lord told me. You know why it got dark? Because every demon of hell, every power of hell understood what was going on with Jesus. Every power of hell came flooding into Jerusalem to hold Jesus in the grave. Every power of darkness, every devil, every demon in the whole universe came over to Jerusalem to crush the Lord and keep him in the grave. You bet it got dark. And then the Lord God breathed the breath of his spirit on Yeshua. And hallelujah, all those millions and demons were blown out of the way. And he rose in the glory and light of God. And he brought life. Hallelujah. Now let me ask you a very real question here. All of us are in a battle. Amen. Like I said, it doesn't matter if it's health. It doesn't matter if it's your wife. It doesn't matter if it's your children. It doesn't matter if it's your finances. It doesn't matter. All of us are fighting. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we're all fighting demons from hell. It doesn't come from God. God is our Father. He doesn't put disease on you. The scripture says, when your child asks for a fig, would you give him a serpent? All of us who are mothers and fathers, do we want to do anything? Would we ever put a blight on our children? God doesn't do that. The devil comes. But hallelujah, we have the power of God. We have the power of God in us. We are standing against the devil. And we declare in faith the word of God. We apply it. Hallelujah. We are in a battle, but God is the victor. Hallelujah. Every one of us are wrestling against demonic forces. How many demons? I don't know. We'll see. You know, first of all, we all understand that Satan is limited in his power. Amen? He's not like God. He's not infinite. His forces are the demons that came out of heaven, that were thrown out of heaven to this earth. There's a set number. He's limited in his power. The devil is limited. I don't know how many demons you're fighting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12. I don't know. But brothers and sisters, what we do know is that all the powers of hell were on Yeshua. And that spirit that rose him from the dead blew them out of the way. Well, let me tell you, you've got the spirit of God in you. Hallelujah. The life you live by faith in the Son of God. Hallelujah. You've got the power to blow those demons out of the way. Get it right in your heart. That's applying the word. The devil's coming after me. I apply the word in faith. And the devil is defeated. Hallelujah. That's good news, isn't it? You can't lose. We go from victory to victory, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. We have overcome because we've got the same spirit. Yeshua says, I no longer live. It's Messiah who lives in me. The life I live by faith in the Son of God. I was buried with him and I rose in new life in him. I've got the life of Yeshua in me. My final point today, brothers and sisters, applying the word. 1, hear the word. 2, think according to God's script, not the natural. 3, step out in the reality of who you are. The life of God is in all of us. Not a little bit. Not a little bit. I died, and the life I live by faith in the Son of God. It's Messiah who lives in me. I died with him, and I rose in his life. The life I live is the life of God in me. The problem is that, this is what I've come to see, everybody who has been baptized, and loves Yeshua, and has been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you've got the full life of God in you. The problem is, we've got to step out, like Moses, like Abraham, like Yaakov. Yaakov led Israel into the promised land, right? The Jordan River was, what? Not Yaakov, Joshua, I'm sorry, Yehoshua, Joshua, led Israel into the promised land. The Jordan River was at flood stage. Again, we all wrestle against floods. We wrestle against the power of the devil. God could have gone and opened up, but he said no. When the priest with the word of God stepped into that flooded river, what happened? The river separated and Israel walked into the promised land. You've got to step out. All of us have the full life of God in us. There was a time when I prayed for sickness, and my prayer was always, oh God, heal this person. But you know what Yeshua said to his disciples? He said, you go, you heal the sick, you open the blind eyes, you rise the dead, you. I say it to every person in this room. I say it to myself. I say it to my wife. We go. We let the life of God go forth. I had a prophetic occurrence. This is a very deep prophetic occurrence. I was making soup. I love to cook. I was making soup, and I put in the potatoes and the leeks and the onions and the garlic and the celery and the broccoli and this delicious, delicious sweet potato soup. I make a huge amount because we're always entertaining people. I think I'm making like 3 gallons of soup in one giant pot. And at the end, you know, I mean, I put all my vegetables in, and I take my pepper shaker, and I just begin to, you know, then put the pepper in it. And all of a sudden, the top snaps off the pepper. I guess I was too zealous. That's always been one of my problems. Not really. The top snaps off the pepper shaker, and all the pepper, half of the pepper from the shaker, pours into my soup. I couldn't get it out. 3 gallons of soup filled with vegetables. I said, what am I going to do? I said, well, you know, they're not ground. Maybe it won't get too hot. And I cooked it for 2.5 hours. I tasted it a few times. And it was spicy, but it was okay. It was eatable. So I kind of forgot about the whole situation. And after a few hours, when everything was cooked and soft, I took my grinder and I went, for 15 minutes, I grind everything up so it's perfectly smooth. I add a little more of this, a little more of that, a little bit of... And then I taste it. Ah! Fire! And I remember I ground up all the pepper seeds. And instantly, God spoke to me. And he said, Eddie, my life is in every believer, like a seed, like an egg. When you step out, the seed opens up and the power begins to pour out. The more you step out, the more the life and power of God is released in you. Point 3, brothers and sisters, every one of us are called to step out beyond our flesh and blood. Every one of us are called to step out according to the word of God in his life and his power. We share the Lord with hundreds of people in Israel now, everywhere we go. But I don't do it in Eddie. I do it in God. And the more you do it, the more the seed breaks, the more the egg breaks, the more the power of God flows out of you. Flesh and blood cannot inhabit the kingdom of God. It cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The day will come, you will die. If you have the life of God in you, you will go to eternity and be with Yeshua. But the glory that you will wear, if it's all done in your own natural strength, quote, weakness, it won't bear for anything, but everything you do in him, that's why he's given us his life. Brothers and sisters, those are my 3 points that will transform your life. 1, listen to the word. Read the word. Listen, 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 listen. Give ear to my word. 2, apply it. There are only 2 scripts, the natural and the spiritual, according to the word of God. Make the decision. Every day you will begin to think in the natural. Recognize it and say no. And take a step and apply the word of God. Speak it out. Think it. Speak it out. Stay there. Abide there. And 3, brothers and sisters, you have got the fullness of the life of God in you. The only question before us, are you going to break the egg or are you going to go to heaven and that egg's just going to be dormant inside of you? How do you break it? Step out in faith and God's power will flow. Amen.